Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris. Screw Rob Long. Last night, big game. Orioles taking the series in your faces.
Man, no, what you talking about? Screw Rob Long. I'm right here.
It's not 6:02. Shut up.
When you take two out of three, you know what? That's baseball. Yeah. You get outscored by 10 in this damn series and you win two games.
I didn't even think about that. What an effed up sport, Ed.
I know. It really is. But that's what makes it good, because you can get, your ass handed to you, as you like to say.
And I still have never seen a person get their ass. I want to see this happen.
What, handed to them?
Yeah. I mean, how do you?
Oh, man. I've been handing asses to people for years. I don't even know what that means, technically. That could be like, that's just weird. But yeah, look, man, a really cool night. Obviously, with the freaking Judge home run, you're like, come on, man. What the hell is this guy on? He is so effing good.
Somebody called yesterday. Who was it? What's the guy's name? Hello, guys. What's his name?
Who, David Salisbury?
Yeah, David Salisbury called yesterday and said they were on steroids. I saw, we didn't get take the call, but I saw the memo.
Hey, this is calling from another number because he knows I'm not going to answer it when it says David Salisbury when it comes up. So he uses a different number now. B, he said, so this guy's got to be on steroids. I went, okay, Dave, we'll be right with you.
Oh, man, I want to take David Salisbury's call every day of my life, even on the weekend.
You know that scene in Billy Madison when he says, we're all dumber? Yeah. It's every single time he calls, it's that right there.
No, it's a thing of beauty and a joy forever to hear Dave say that Alex Gordon's mom's a prostitute because he made a diving catch. Guy's doing his job and his mom's a whore. It's like, come on, man. Dave is so funny. You know Dave says Paschetti and not spaghetti, right? You know that has to. I hope. Paschetti with meatballs. Give me some of that Parmesan cheese.
Why you bother the dude?
I love him, man. So mad
at you. I love his calls, I gotta be honest.
So I'm the one.
No.
Who does not?
No. You got the angry SOB that answers the phones. He's the one controlling everything. Well, other than you hanging up on people, because you two are the only two that can hang up on people. I think Rob even signs in when he's not here and hangs up on people, so they think I did it. And by the way, can I tell you the true story about why most of us can't look at the text line anymore? Thanks a lot, Jerry Coleman. That guy,
while I was the whole show reading the text line.
You don't even know the half of it. Not just your show. He would listen to our show and sign into the text line and respond to people, and he would write JC. My initials are JC. So everybody, I get responses like, oh, you're just being an a-hole. Jeremy, you... And I'm like, I didn't even write the damn thing.
I do remember that now. I do.
Do you know the other reason?
Why?
Well, we always...
Was it all the naked pictures?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Particularly during Ravens season, women would send photos of themselves in Ravens gear that didn't cover everything. She had topless photos and nude photos. And so we get all kinds of photos of women. And
oh my God, I wish I'd have known. I wish I'd have known that, because I'd have texted in me doing the goat and the bat wing or something. What the hell is that?
And LeBrosi was standing behind me one day, and a couple popped up. I was like, what? And his eyes rolled back in his head, and that was that.
Well, LeBrosi wasn't the one that got rid of that.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Yes, I thought was. Chuck took us off the catch line.
No way. That was LeBron, Rosie, but
you might. Hold on.
I know you wanted to be Chuck.
No. I remember Chuck specifically.
It was 100% Chuck.
It was Chuck.
It was because Jerry.
It was Chuck, man.
Ed, I promise you, he said, Joe, you're the only one that's allowed to look at the text line.
Yes,
I'm not doing this anymore.
100%. No, but that was Chuck.
See, I agree with him because LeBron, when I was doing shows, unless I was doing a solo show, I wasn't allowed to look at the text line.
And I remember when Chuck said that he was the only one because it distracted us. Am I right? He said we would get distracted.
Well, that may be
normal
text.
And we'd do a whole show on reading texts.
He did something.
Maybe they took away picture options because you couldn't get pictures anymore when I started.
Right. Yeah, because that was it. Because that's the reason he altered that, because we couldn't look at anything, and that stopped that.
Yeah, because I got ticked. I mean, I was actually relieved when he said we couldn't read the text lines. To be honest,
I'm just sitting here,
and that's why the reason why I remember because I was actually relieved when he said it because I hated having to read the text line.
I want
to
give credit to the empty suit. He did it. LeBrosi did it. That cat would come around and go, "How's my favorite show doing?" And before you could answer, he'd go, "All right then," and just keep walking. Clown! What a clown, man! What a clown! That's the same. Hold on. That's the same cat. Now I'm going to go off because I'm off tomorrow. That's the same cat that asked me to come in on Christmas Eve to fill in because Anita was off. I left my in-laws, my wife's family, to come all the way from Davidsonville down here to Falls Road to walk down the hall to see Gary Stein and Brett Hollander here. And I'm like, what's Brett Hollander doing here? He goes, oh, we decided to give Brett the opportunity to do the show. And I'm like, you had me on a holiday drive in to do the show. Yeah, we just think Brett's a little bit better than you. Really? That's what you think? They were going to give Brett my... I don't mind saying this. They were going to give Brett my job and then try to move me to updates and weekends, which that wasn't going to happen. And luckily, Brett took the job at BAL, and here I am now. Everybody's so smart, they know who to put on the shows and what's going to be good. And that's what that cat was going to do.
He's not sore at all, Ed.
Man, F him. He's not, that guy went... That same cat went to the bosses and lied to him, told him I demanded money. And then I sat down in front of him and said... You're a liar. Look, watch this. Watch me look at him and tell him, you're a liar. And he didn't say anything. It's a hollow suit, man.
You know what the best part about this is? Jeremy doesn't get mad at anybody.
No, I don't, man. But when people do you wrong the way that that cat did me wrong, yeah, you're never getting out of that doghouse with me. Yeah. You could save some children from a burning building, and I'd drag your ass back inside it and let us both die. Sorry.
Did you say bow tie?
No, I said
let's both die.
I'll take one for the team.
I never saw him wearing bow tie.
I've already told Ed he's got to take one for Florida because if I get that saw and I'm able to Bugs Bunny Florida into the ocean, we're just going to have to live without
him. What's up with Florida?
Man, that place is just a cesspool of
trash. Let me ask you a question. If you got rid of Florida, would you have a World of Stupid?
Oh, you know what?
Would you have a World of Stupid?
I mean, I still got other.
I think 80% of your material comes from Florida.
Well, man,
it'd be a pretty boring World of Stupid.
You're not wrong though, because even Netflix created a show called Florida Man.
I get this. This is a very odd. Like all the oddballs roll this way. The country must be tilted because they're all here. But it's. Not like we live in Baltimore. It's like Baltimore's Paris.
Trust me, I know. It's just easy enough to point the finger at that because every damn story is like, wonder where this happened. Yep, Florida.
Florida odd stories are different than everybody else's. They're like
they're different.
They're just it's not always criminal. It's just crazy. You know what I mean?
It's definitely not. Yeah.
No, I love some. I mean, some of it's criminal and crazy, but you also you had the woman that was driving down the road in a convertible and she got pulled over for speeding. And then the cop saw a bag of cocaine in her purse, and she's like, man, that must have flew in there from somewhere. And that was her story, and she was sticking to it. That ain't my cocaine. It must have flew in and came in from the
bird dropped it in. You know them birds be picking stuff up and dropping it.
Drugs in my pockets. Take my pants.
I put on the wrong pants. See, I was at her house. Husband came home. I tried to get out quickly. It's his cocaine.
Damn you.
Who crapped my pants?
Hey, it's not Joe Biden.
Ravens pick up Kyle Hamilton's fifth year option, but decline on Linderbaum's. We'll talk about that at 6:45, but on the other side, you know what? Birds, that whole game that happened on Tuesday in the rearview mirror. They take 2 out of 3 from the Yankees. Orioles baseball up next on the
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Go to. Truck him out swinging. It's good to see Felix Bautista back. It's great to see a series win over the Yankees as the Orioles close what has been a tough month of April by taking a couple more steps up the mountain.
That's right. Can I start off by one particular thing that happened last night?
Mm-hmm. You know my least favorite thing in baseball happened last
night. Jorge Mateo gets a 7-day pass for me. Because he came out wishing to marry Franklin Wood. When Heston Kjerstad slid into second base and the middle infielder, who was it?
Pablo
it was
Reyes.
Reyes. He landed on his head and then mushed his head as he was going by. Heston Kjerstad was standing on business.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't repeat what he said to Reyes. But when the Yankees started circling Kjerstad.
Was it in Swedish? Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
When the Yankees start circling Kjerstad, Mateo, who was not even in the game, races out of the dugout, and he's the first one there, getting people away from Kjerstad.
Because he's the fastest.
That's when the speed comes in.
Well, he was he was finally trying to get a hit.
I'm telling you this. He gets a 7-day pass from me because he wasn't having it. And I love that. And you need, I think you need a little bit of that. This team needs to show a little bit of that fight, man.
Definitely do.
I agree, but the dumbest thing in Major League Baseball is watching those bullpen guys run in. C.N.L. Perez looked like he was racing Mr. Freeze or whatever. He's just sprinting his ass off. I got to get in there. Oh, we're going back now? Nothing's going on? Okay, let me sprint my ass back to the bullpen.
You're running by Yankees. You want to fight? They're right there.
Grab one.
You can fight at the Warner track.
They run in like Godzilla's at the center field bar. His arms swinging. Like Kid Rock on the beach.
But I think they needed a little bit of that last night, man. Four runs in the second. Another tack on run in the fifth. They hold on to win over the Yankees, Ed. And this all started with a two-run home run in the top of the first by Aaron Judge. And you almost forgot about the Yankees had a 2-0 lead because the Orioles answered quickly in the bottom of the second.
Yeah, it makes a big, when you answer like that, it makes a huge difference. You come back with four in the bottom of the second. It's like, you're not getting away. It's not going to be like last night. It was good. Isn't it funny, like, how quickly the pain of the day before fades when you have a game like last night?
You love baseball, man. That's why you love baseball. You don't have to wait for a week.
No, you're correct. Right. Yeah. If you get, you lose 45-10 in football, it's like, for the whole week.
Who did we have on this week? Was it Duquette or someone else that talked about, like, I mean, if you compared it to football, you played two games.
That was Duquette.
It was Duquette.
He said three games. Yeah.
Three games, whatever.
Dad Duquette said that. Which he's right. You know, it's so early in the season. And you know, right now they're 12-18. That's not pretty. It's not. I remember someone texted in and said, or hit us up on Twitter, I think, said they'll lose 20 games before they win 10 earlier in the season. It's not pretty, Ed, but 30 games into the season, you got a series win against the Yankees. You got Kansas City coming into town. They're not playing great baseball. You can turn things around. April's in the rearview mirror now.
Casey's not hitting. They're pitching well, though. Yeah, so, Ed, I mean, that's why. Sorry, I didn't mean to run, but they're not hitting right now. They're pitching.
Yeah, the day off, you need this day off. You didn't like having a day. No, it was Greg. Greg Carpenter told me he hates having a day off today. I said they needed a day off today. You know, just kind of process everything, get ready for KC.
Why did Greg say he had a day off? Because of momentum.
Because they won, yeah.
But momentum is next day starting pitcher, right?
Right.
And who's the next day starting pitcher then? Mr. Man. Never mind. Mountcastle needed that one yesterday. Oh, he needed that one.
Now, I got to ask you, because, like, he hits a home run. He looked so effing relieved to hit that damn thing.
Yeah.
Is he pressing? And I guess you could ask that about a lot of the players on the team when things started to go awry, Rob.
I think, in my opinion, more so than anybody, Ryan Mountcastle's pressing. Ryan Mountcastle is he made his bones on being a power hitter, a power corner infielder. Then they moved that wall back. But he got in his head. And if you look at Ryan Mountcastle, where that wall got moved back in left field, he changed as a hitter. He started trying to go up the middle, opposite field, not really driving the ball as much as he used to. He just changed him as a hitter. He played 81 games with that death wall out there. And I think right now, the pressing that you talk about, Jeremy, is now that the wall is in, he feels like there's the pressure on him. Now he has to. They moved this wall in for me. Now I have to hit home runs. And I think it's hurting him. I think if he just relaxes and be Ryan Mountcastle, you'll look up at this point in the season, he'll have 25 home runs or so, maybe even more. He's a little late in the season to get that much more, but I think he's pressing more than anybody.
Well, to be fair, too, like, you forget that these guys are human beings.
Yeah.
And, you know, we talk about Cedric Mullins and Mountcastle have been the two guys that keep getting mentioned because you have Enrique Bradfield Jr. in the minors, and you have Kobe Mayo. By the way, if you guys haven't seen what Kobe Mayo's doing against left-handed pitching, go take a peek.
Hey, what does the number start with for the OPS for him?
His OPS, Ed, starts with a 2. Let me say that again, guys. It starts with a 2.
And not a behind the decimal, in front of the decimal.
Yes. We were gushing over Aaron Judge with his 1.2 whip. Like, oh my God, that's ridiculous. And then you look down, this cat against left-handed pitching.
It's a 2-point something OPS.
2 in front of the point. He's hitting over 500. I mean, his slugging is almost 1,000. Or it is.
I thought you said it's over 1,000 against lefties.
It might be over. It's just ridiculous, man. But again, like, when you see these guys pressing, you forget that they're human beings too, because, you know, Mountcastle sitting there, it's his first time, like, not first time like being talked about in a trade, but
seriously talked about.
I think you realistically have to look at it, because Kobe Mayo, that he's banging as loud as he can on the door that we think it's the damn police. I mean, let the guy in. I don't, like, I was saying to Rob, I was a little upset that And I get it. Basayo just came back. He played first base last night in the minors for his first time back. I don't know if that's because they don't want to put him back behind the plate just yet. Mayo played third. I mean, we called up Emmanuel Rivera and Maverick Hundley. And I'm looking going, well, damn, you got these two prospects out there everybody's dying to see. Bring their asses up. Understanding that Basayo is not going to be one of them, obviously. But, it's just, I don't know. Those are things to bitch about. And I'm sure, by the way, if anybody wants to go look at what Kyle Stowers did last night, I'm sure we'll hear about that at some point.
Well, my gosh, he had a day.
Yeah, two home runs, 4 for 4.
So. But you knew he would be all right, though.
I mean, he's okay. He does this from time to time. Go look at the overall numbers in a few months and see how he's doing. And I wish him well. I hope he kills it down there.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Bird, take 2 out of 3 from the New York Yankees. Ed, do you feel like maybe now this is a good time for them to start turning around? May is the next game they play will be May 2nd.
Yeah, right. I mean, they got tonight off, play tomorrow. April's behind you. I mean, look, it said 12-8. It's not pretty, the record. However, it's not like they're 25 games out of first place and it's August. I mean, you got the Royals tomorrow night, right? Good team. See what they can do. But I'll be honest with you. I think more than anything, it's not just the fact that they beat the Yankees. I really do believe that bench clear last night helped a lot.
Yeah, somebody should have hit somebody, though.
I have it on a loop. I've been watching it since you mentioned it because I thought it was funny last night. I'm watching, over and over and over. The funniest part, I mean, Mateo does get there first. But the bullpen, Cino Perez looks like he's running the 440 in the Olympics.
I told you, man. that cat looks like Godzilla's at the center field bar.
But you're running past people.
Whatever. He's pumping his arms. He's leading the pack. And he's just sprinting to get it. Because it made me happy. Because usually the bullpen pitchers just like kind of jog in. By the time they get to the infield, it's over. But that was kind of funny. Mateo was there, like, before anybody showed up. I would like to know what Kerstad said, though, because I'm reading his lips here.
That's not nice. No, he
wasn't happy.
But when I look at him, I feel like he's the last guy that's going to speak up about anything, and I love the fact that he said something. And I don't know him. We haven't got enough to see.
He does give you that face. Yeah, he does. He gives you that expression that he would be the last one.
Yeah, I'm just here to play baseball.
Exactly. I'm not in for all of that.
Yeah.
Ed, have you eaten breakfast yet?
No.
Jeremy is dying right now because
God.
He said, I have tuna, boiled eggs, a couple of banana peppers, the juice from the banana peppers, and a little hot sauce. I thought you might like that.
I would like that.
It's a good combo, man. And Jeremy's making all kinds of.
I can't think of anything more disgusting than that.
That must be quite florid. Right.
Your ass is going to be on fire in about an hour and a half.
My ass is always on fire.
Oh, mine are
Joe's favorites, too.
Mine are Joe's?
Yeah.
Joe?
I hate eggs. I like banana peppers. Tuna sucks. I hate tuna. What was the other thing that was in there?
The juice from the banana peppers?
Oh, okay.
Oh, splash of hot sauce.
I heard somebody...
So much vinegar.
I heard somebody talking about tuna fish, like... If you order food, like let's say you're at the restaurant, you don't go, hey, can I get salmon fish? Yeah, I want trout fish.
So I'd never call it tuna fish.
But like everybody does.
That's a common. Yeah, people do it common. But
yeah, can I get a cow steak? You guys have cow steaks. Like, what is that?
410-583.
I did buy a swordfish steak. I said that.
1057 is the number. Jeremy Gunn gets stupid at 7:15, but on the other side, Birds take 2 out of 3 from the New York Yankees. Do you have hope moving forward with the Kansas City Royals coming into town? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
We know we're a good team. It's going to come. It was a crappy month. Month's over. We have off day tomorrow. Ready to turn around for this next month. Winning a series over a good team like that is great, and I think it just shows the direction that I think we're all going.
That's Cade Povich, who last night... Were you impressed with his performance, Jeremy, last night?
Povich?
Yes.
I mean,
4 2/3 innings, 3 earned runs, 3 hits. He did give up the 1 home run in the first inning. After that, settled in a little bit.
It was a lot of nothing. A lot of pitches thrown tonight. Like, when you're facing a team like that, and the Yankees take so many pitches, and the one thing that Aaron Boone's been correct about is they are savages in that damn box. And what was it, up to one point where he only had the 1K, and you're looking at it going, well, damn, throwing a lot of pitches tonight. So he got to that point, and I think Hyde did the right thing by pulling him. I mean, you had to at that point, I guess, like trying to preserve that and trying to stay in the game and keep the lead. But the Orioles found a way to make it interesting, but won the game. Felix Bautista, you know what? I think they lost on purpose 2 days ago because they knew they didn't have Bautista, and then they had him yesterday.
You thought so?
Yeah, right. I was talking to some people, and that's probably what happened. That's why they gave up so many runs.
It's no disgrace to give up a home run to Aaron Judge. He had 10 in April.
I think I'd just plunk him. Like, save my pitches.
Walk him. just walk him constantly.
Well, I mean, he's locked in. Like, I was just... who was it I saw that some idiot, some famous person had the Barry Bonds stats from his 73 home run season tattooed on him. And I was looking at it going, it's not even his best season.
No, like, it's not.
The next year when he was locked in, and you're seeing that from Aaron Judge, because if Paul Goldschmidt keeps hitting and some of these other guys keep up what they're doing, because this will keep going, as soon as those guys start to struggle, they're putting his ass on first base every time.
I heard Chipper Jones once say the greatest hitter he ever saw was Barry Bonds, because Barry would see one pitch a game
that he could hit, and he'd hit
it. He'd see one pitch. It's almost like the other team said, well, okay, we'll give you one. If you can't hit that, then that's all you get. And he said he would see Barry he didn't understand how he would get pitched around so much, but still be locked in for that one pitch that you give him.
He still holds the record for most intentional walks in a season, right?
Yeah, career also.
I think he has to. Yeah.
Career too.
Good. Oh, my God, Jesus. I'm just looking at his walks.
Buck Showalter walked the man with the bases loaded.
In 2004, the year that I'm talking about, that I said was his best year ever, he had 232 walks. 120 of them intentionally. And by the way, how many times was he...
intentionally walk.
Yeah, I'm using those air quotes, the unintentional walk.
You know he ain't efficient. Yeah. Did this series, Ed, give you some hope?
Yes. Yeah, definitely. Look, I've never lost hope. I mean, it's been painful to watch for this last month. But again, it's only April. We've seen teams come back from, like, you know, terrible months or, you know, being struggling mid-season and coming back to go to – didn't the Nationals do it a couple years ago?
When the Nats won the World Series.
Yeah. As I'm saying, they were, like, terrible mid-season.
People were saying they should be traders at the All-Star break and start moving pieces.
And fired Davey Martinez.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was me. I'm sorry. I always say you should fire Davey Martinez. Jeremy, look at it a little differently now that they won 2 out of 3 from the Yankees?
I mean, not for me. Like, I can't – if I'm not going to get too low when things are going bad, I can't get high when you just have – I mean, this is a cup of coffee. You want a series against –
you're not getting high.
Yeah. No, that's later. I can't get too high now. I can get too high later. But no, like, in all honesty, this is baseball. This is the ebbs and flows of it and winning series. Because think about how everybody felt yesterday. If that was a football game on Sunday, you'd be going – God, man, they suck. We're never winning again. And that's how people are.
Well, people said that after the baseball game.
Yeah.
They suck. They're never winning again.
Well, that's why I said it was kind of silly, too. Like, when they did win 2 out of 3 against Cleveland, people were going, hey, are we back? And we're kind of doing it now. But, like, I still think there's a ton of talent. You're starting to get healthy. The key is, can you just go 500 until some of your guys come back to keep you in it? I'm hoping they do better than that. But, like, again, if I almost started a Twitter handle, does Charlie Morton pitch today? And then whether or not it was going to be a smile or someone crying, you'd know which one it was. And thank God he's not in the starting rotation right now. But I did not like what Hyde said. You know, he's going back there, and we're not done with him yet. Yeah, I am. Send his ass home.
Charlie Morton's going to be in the bullpen.
I mean, he's still going to be bad out there.
I'm not saying he's not, but I told you early in the week, he's going to the bullpen, man. Look,
give him his cash and tell him thank you. And then put somebody else in the bullpen that's a bullpen arm.
Who?
Anyone. Charlie Morton puts 2 guys on every inning. That's all I need to know. I don't need anything else than that.
How you feel about Gibson starting on Sunday?
I'm fine with it. Gibson, look, Gibson, he had 3 spring training starts in single A? And then you come in, he had to be tipping something because nobody tees off like that. He's not that type of pitcher. You didn't call up some rookie that just comes out and he's throwing straight fastballs in the
movement. He said he had no movement. That was the key. I mean, even if he wasn't he could have been tipping, but I think it was more because he had no movement on the pitch. You can't throw flat fastballs unless you're throwing 100 miles an hour. Unless you're throwing 100.
And by the way, as we said, that was great hitting weather, obviously, that night with the ball that was going to carry.
It was for them.
If you got it in the air, yeah. Well, hey, Gunner hit one.
They hit six.
Yeah, but Gunners was nice.
My goodness, man.
They hit six.
They did. Urias last night going deep. We talked about Mountcastle. Urias went deep last night. That was it just seems like
he never talks about him, man.
He gets big hits, man. It's just that's all he does. All he does, Ed, is get big hits.
Yeah, I know. And that's what's really important. I mean, the hits when you need them, clutch hits, big hits, whatever you want to call them. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking at a guy like Ramon, and I always feel like, one of those guys that often gets overlooked. And, kind of how you and I were talking about Cedric Mullins. Like, if you look at Mullins and Mountcastle, what's that?
Cedric Mullins, 927 OPS.
Oh, by the way, Kobe Mayo's OPS was 1.4.
Total OPS.
Yeah. Against left-handed pitching. And again, it's a small sample size, but I'll take it. That being said, like when you look at the guys like Cedric Mullins and what he's been doing, you can kind of see like you're kind of hopeful that he and Mountcastle are having conversations about this, Rob, because like you look at Ced and he's killing it in a year where they're talking about moving him. And I just said this to Rob off the air, like having someone like Ced that wants to be here, and I know this is kind of silly to even say it, like I want him to stay here because he wants to be here so bad. We haven't had anybody want to be here, and this guy wants to be here.
Since the guy he replaced.
Yeah.
Adam Jones.
Yep.
That's the last guy that wanted to, Trey Mancini wanted to be here. Yeah. I can't forget about Trey.
I would have loved to have finished their career here, and I don't know. Ced's playing his ass off right now, man.
He's playing some baseball right now, man. My goodness. World of Stupid with Jeremy Kahn. At 7:15, but on the other side, the Baltimore Ravens pick up Kyle Hamilton's fifth-year option, but decline on Tyler Linderbaum's. Do you think they'll be able to lock up Tyler at some point next year? Or maybe our buddy from filmstudybaltimore.com had it right. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Seth. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
Who can it be now?
Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn on this Thirsty Thursday. Ed Norris likes to call this day.
Friday Eve, babe.
Yeah, babe.
What are you laughing at over there?
It's Joe whispered in my ear and said, what was it, Dracula singing this song? I did that. Who can it be now?
I thought he was the guy from the 7-Up commercial.
Jeffrey Holder. Yeah.
Panties. She took off her panties.
Kyle Hamilton got his fifth-year option picked up, but Tyler Linderbaum got his declined. We heard from Kim McCusick earlier this week saying that it definitely would get declined because the Ravens didn't want to pick up that $20 million fifth-year option, Ed.
Yeah, I don't know about you guys. I'm surprised. I really am. I don't know. I don't even quite what to make of that.
Well,
it's $23.8 million. I'm not surprised at all with that money.
McCusick's been talking about this for a while because they had to make the decision on Oway and Linderbaum. Like right. Kyle Hamilton. If you told me Kyle Hamilton couldn't play for the next 2 years, I'm still paying that cat because like I don't want. He is. I think there's a lot of people out there that don't understand how good he is. And what he means to that defense. So that it's a no-brainer. And Tyler Linderbaum, any other year, is a no-brainer to keep him.
But $23 million.
This is one of the first times that I've seen a guy not get his fifth-year option picked up because of finances instead of poor play.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess that's why I'm not surprised, because I know how much that costs. Well, I know right now they can't afford it.
You got to make business decisions. You keep an Owe, you keep in Linderbaum. Can you make it work to keep both? Oh, by the way, you've got other players like Kyle Hamilton you're going to want to pay, and so on and so on.
Yeah, it's the priority right now. Who's your priority? You got two phenomenal football players. and you had to make a business decision.
But to Ed's point, though, it just sounds so silly to think about Tyler Lindebaum walking because he's so good. But again,
I can't imagine.
It has nothing to do with talent. It's finances.
But see, that's typical NFL, though. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is the same team that's talking about they may have to let go of one of the best tight ends in the league because of finances.
But usually when that happens, they're trading those players. Like, right. You know, it's not a – like, if you go back to – remember when Jimmy Graham was traded to Seattle? The Saints were in, like, salary cap hell. They traded him for Max Unger, the center. They really needed a center because Drew Brees, I think he just licked his fingers too much holding his hands underneath their asses. That disgusting son of a – anyway, the point is, like, you look at that trade. They were – Jimmy Graham was coming off of leading the league in touchdowns, mm-hmm. and they're like, we can't afford him, so we have to trade him. So they got something for him.
But see, to me, here's the difference, Jeremy. The Saints weren't a Super Bowl contender when they did that.
They were upstart.
They were a playoff contender, but they weren't Super Bowl contenders then, were they?
Well, no, I mean...
I don't think they were... Can you check that record for me?
I'll go back and look.
With the Ravens are Super Bowl contenders, Ed. I would be more willing to keep those guys that can help me win the Super Bowl than to trade them off for guys who probably can't right now help me win the Super Bowl. I'm rolling that dice.
Yeah.
Man. Unless I'm getting high draft picks for him. If you're telling me I can get a second round draft pick for Mark Andrews, which everybody said you couldn't, and the Jimmy Johnson chart said you couldn't, I'm not trading him for a fourth round draft pick. That fourth round draft pick can't help me win now. Having Mark Andrews on the roster helps me win now. And I'll just take my mm-hmm. – I'll roll the dice and take my chances and let him walk for an opportunity to win with Andrews and likely as my two tight ends. Probably the best two tight end combination in all the National Football League. Lindebaum as my center, one of the top centers in the National Football League. The trade value that I get for those guys doesn't help me now.
Yeah. Well, the other thing, too, with the Saints, by the way, 2014 is when they the year I think they traded them, or in that offseason.
What were they?
7-9.
Yeah.
See, but they were second in the South. But again, you're probably right.
They weren't Super Bowl contenders.
I mean, they were coming off, 2009 is when they made their run and won. And that lucky BS. Anyway. When they won there and then trying to figure things out and what they were going to do with Drew Brees and were they going to get rid of him, and he kept hanging on. But with Graham, they had to move him on. He caught 16 touchdowns the year before, 10 that year. And then I started looking at his career. Did you remember him with the Packers and the Bears?
Yeah, no, not the Bears, but yes, the Packers.
I know he was there.
See, if the Ravens were hovering around 500 football right now, Jeremy, that I'd be pissed off with them for not trading these guys. But you said it all the time, and you're right. The regular season, they're the best team in the NFL for the past two seasons. They've been the best team in the regular season since 2019. Mm-hmm. Okay, right now, if they don't win it now, I don't know if they're ever going to win it. I'm not letting these guys go because these guys helped me win it. I'd rather keep them with me than to trade them. If I'm hovering around 500, then you're right. I need to draft picks. I need to get younger. I need to get cheaper. Well, I need those things.
I mean, I think we're both saying the same thing. Like, usually you see these guys get traded, but they can't trade Lindebaum. You're competing for a Super Bowl. And here's the sad part of everything you just brought up. All those things going on, it leads to what we've said about Eric DeCosta. When people talking bad about him just makes no sense to me whatsoever. He's drafted so well that now they have to make a decision on which first rounder they can keep.
Right.
That's exactly right.
The scouting department, all those guys just getting it done. You know, and I think Ed Al pinging about the cost of when those guys go, okay, go get another. Go get another. Go ahead.
Yeah. I was very surprised. I get it, you know, the money issue, but boy, you're talking about a first round pick that panned out. He's the best center we've had in ages. And you see how important it is because, you know, when we didn't have him, there were guys bouncing the ball in front of Lamar, you know, snapping it over his head. It's a really crucial position. I was a little surprised he didn't pick up the option.
Oh.
I mean, it's a lot of money, but that's what it costs.
Yeah, but you don't have it.
Yeah. If you pick it up for next year, now you're deciding who you're trading or cutting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like if you had it and you chose not to, then I'm surprised.
You know, that's
when we look at the math and you literally don't have it, then that takes away the shock value.
I was just going to say it sucks or does it. I mean, you've drafted so well that you're letting a Pro Bowl caliber, I mean, he is a Pro Bowler, a Pro Bowl caliber center that you found in the draft.
All-pro caliber. Yeah. He's an all-pro. He's a pro bowler. He's an all-pro caliber.
And there's a chance you might let him walk. Like, to Ed's point, though, like, you could pigeonhole yourself and pick up the fifth-year option and then try to work out an extension. But if you don't get an extension worked out, you're effed. I mean, it's just the bottom line. You're stuck with that type of money on the – now you're getting rid of somebody else.
If you're as good as DaCosta at anything, aren't you confident that you're good?
Yeah.
So you don't make decisions like that. You say, you know what? I would love to keep him, but if he walks, I'm confident in the guys that work for me that we'll go out and do it again.
Yeah, you can't get attached.
Yeah. 410-583-1057, that's the number. We're talking about the Ravens front office. Do you feel the Orioles front office has let the championship window close? We will talk about that at 7:30, but on the other side, sticking with the NFL, the league fines the Falcons and Jeff Albrecht over the prank calls. Did the punishment fit the crime? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.